The transcendental critique of religion is therefore essential to religion, essential to its very existence. It must accompany it all the time. It's important to understand this. It's important, perhaps, to understand it in detail. So let us look a little more closely at the encounters of some of the disciples and bodhisattvas with Vimalakirti. Let us look at the encounters of the disciples Purna, Upali, Rahula and Ananda, and the bodhisattva Jagatintara. Purna was teaching the Dharma when his encounter took place. He was teaching some young monks in the forest. He was apparently teaching them the Hinayana doctrine. Along came Vimalakirti, and he said that Purna was teaching them wrongly. He said the monks were capable of following the Mahayana, which was a higher teaching. Now, Vimalakirti was not criticizing Purna simply for teaching the Hinayana instead of the Mahayana. After all, as we've seen, he was quite capable of exposing the limitations of the Mahayana too, considered as an end in itself. He was criticizing Purna for teaching the Dharma without being able to see what the actual spiritual needs of the young monks were. He was criticizing him, we may say, for teaching the Dharma mechanically. He said, "Reverend Purna, first concentrate yourself, regard the minds of these young bhikshus, and then teach the Dharma." And again, he said, "Without examining the spiritual faculties of living beings, do not presume upon the one-sidedness of their faculties." And further on, "The disciples who do not know the thoughts and inclinations of others are not able to teach the Dharma to anyone." That's a pretty strong statement. So Vimalakirti is criticizing Purna for not being in real contact with the people he is teaching, for not being in communication with them. Purna has got a fixed idea about the Dharma. He thinks, apparently, it is this and that particular teaching, this and that conceptual formulation, and it's this that he puts across regardless of whether it will actually help anyone to develop. We find Eastern Buddhist teachers often doing this when they come to the West. They've learned something in the East and they think that all they've got to do is to repeat it in the West. They don't take the trouble to get to know people in the West. They don't bother sometimes to have any real contact with them. So they're unable to communicate the Dharma. They usually don't stay long enough to get to know anyone anyway. So what Vimalakirti's criticism really means is that teaching the Dharma is a means of helping people to develop. So one cannot, therefore, really teach it without being aware of people, without being aware of their spiritual needs. He's not criticizing Purna, of course, for teaching the Dharma. He's criticizing him for teaching it in the wrong way. He's criticizing him for regarding the teaching of the Dharma as an end in itself. I had once or twice my own experience of this sort of thing in India. I was actually asked to teach the Dharma in the wrong way. Well, you might be wondering how on earth that happened. Well, it happened in Calcutta. At one time, quite a few years ago, but for several years on end, I used to give lectures in a certain Buddhist hall in Calcutta. usually on full moon days. And hundreds of people used to come, mostly Bengali Buddhists, and there'd be quite a lot of noise. In fact, everybody would be shouting and talking and screaming at the same time. And eventually, on one occasion, the noise became so bad that I complained to the head monk, who happens to be from Ceylon. And I said that there was so much noise that nobody could hear what I was saying. So the head monk said, "Well, it doesn't matter if nobody can hear what you are saying. We just want you to lecture on the Dharma." In other words, a lecture on the Dharma had become part of the ritual. Someone just had to be seen giving it. It didn't matter if nobody could hear him. It didn't matter whether anybody understood what he was saying or not. The whole thing had become quite meaningless. So in this way, I was actually asked to teach the Dharma in the wrong way. But this is a rather extreme form, I was almost going to say even for India, of the sort of thing that Vimalakirti was getting at on that particular occasion.